a voice that keeps on calling me.
The Playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
Lovely to be back.
Cause you are the best.
Yes, you are. Cream, get on top. Cream, you will cop. Cream, don't just stop. Cream, sugar ball. Look up in the air, it's your time.
Gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
I want a new job.
Well, hello champions, and how are we on this fine, fine Monday evening? Or Monday morning, depending on where you're listening, or even a Tuesday morning if you're listening on the podcast. Hello everybody, this is The Playlist, I'm Darren, and welcome back. Isn't it nice to be back here again? I had last week off, and I'm not going to lie, I didn't miss doing the show, because I was, what was it, Monday night? I was drinking, yes, I was drinking, and it was good. But I was drinking up, where was it, Hinckley, which isn't a million miles away from Coventry, unfortunately. But apart from that, it was a really nice long weekend. But I'm glad to be back here on The Playlist, rocking the wheels of rusted metal, and playing the tunes that you have suggested. I'll play a couple more tracks, and then I'll come back and tell you what the theme is this week. But I will tell you that we opened up this week with the most suggested track this week, Madness, House of Fun, from 1982, as suggested by Swisslip, Nikki Quote, Me, JC, and Gulfie. Then you heard Prince with Cream, suggested by Ben Gray. That might be relevant in a minute. But, I mean, if you've come here from Mastodon, then you'll know, because I've been posting it all over. Anyway, it doesn't matter. And you just heard Huey Lewis and the News, I Want a New Drug. Now, Huey, I don't think that's how it works. You have to go to the doctor and say, hey doctor, I'm having this trouble, and the doctor will go, ah, here, try this drug. You can't just go in and ask for a new one. Little word to the wise there, Huey. I mean, I'm 43 years late telling you, but that's true. And that was suggested by Sheza T and Roy too. Thank you to the pair of you. This one was suggested by Real Ale Rocks, and I think you're all going to absolutely love this tune. This is Shampoo with Trouble.
We haven't greatest.
It's always been celebrated for its excellence.
Everyone knows marijuana's dangerous and medical pot is really strong. That's why it's so hard in California to get your weed card unless something's really wrong. Visit to my doctor. It's a long shot, but I gotta try. He hands me a list of all the ailments I can have to qualify. Can't believe what I am reading. This is just what I've been needing. A government supply to get legally high. Weed card, it's what I need. Hardly ever okay, always. But it's not an addiction, 'cause my doctor gave me a prescription. For having headaches, bad dreams, or anxiety, propensity for drugs or alcohol, anorexia or obesity, too fat, too thin, either way you win. Carpal tunnel syndrome, color blindness, stuttering, tooth decay, fatigue, depression, motion sickness, impotence, or TMJ. You can smoke to quit cigarettes, for asthma or your motherfucking Tourette's. It's a dream come true, there's nothing pot can't do. Weed card, it's what I need. Hardly ever okay, always. But it's not an addiction, 'cause my doctor gave me a prescription. Break it down now, got back pain, need Mary Jane. Can't handle this, need cannabis. Got a stomach ache, got a wake and bake. Have an injury, need THC. Get fucked up for your hyperhidrosis, which is sweaty palms in case you need a diagnosis. It's not a crime, it's 420 time. Weed card, it's what I need. Hardly ever okay, always. But it's not an addiction, 'cause my doctor gave me a prescription.
Well, wasn't that wonderful? That was Garfunkel and Oates with Weed Card. Really, yeah, speaking to us here in the UK, where we can... Oh, no, we can't. And even if we could, there'd probably be random drug tests at work. And, well, that would put paid to that, wouldn't it? Anywho, yes, that was Garfunkel and Oates with Weed Card, suggested by Andy Fish. And ahead of that was Shampoo with Trouble, which I haven't heard in several years. And I'm not going to lie, it's not a masterpiece. However, it is fun. And I'm here for fun music, so thank you very much to Real Ale Rocks for that suggestion. And also thank you very much to Real Ale Rocks and Ben Gray for this week's theme suggestion, which is pharmacy. Now, I don't know what kind of pharmacy you people go to for your prescriptions and such, but I don't think they are genuine pharmacists. I'm just putting it out there. I don't think you people are seeing genuine pharmacists, judging by some of the suggestions that I'm getting here. So, well, you know, we'll crack on and kind of ignore the fact that most of the things that you've suggested are about, well, let's be honest, drugs that you can't get in a pharmacy. But hey, it's all good fun, isn't it? So yeah, this is the playlist. I'm Darren, and our theme this week, for every week there must be a theme, is pharmacy, as suggested by Real Ale Rocks and Ben Gray, who work in a pharmacy, by the way. Not, you know, they haven't got a predisposition to caring about songs about drugs. Although they might also have that, I'm not going to judge. This one, as suggested by Papa Irish, is Lily the Pink. Sorry, try that again, shall we? Is Lily the Pink by The Scaffold.
We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the savior of the human race. For she invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case.
Mr. Fleas had sticky out ears, and it made him awful shy. And so they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's learning how to fly.
Brother Tony was known to be bony. He would never eat his meals, and so they gave him medicinal compound. Now they move him round on wheels.
We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the savior of the human race. For she invented medicinal compound, efficacious in every case.
medicinal compound. Sandy pick a lily died.
Up to heaven a soul ascended. All the church bells they did ring. She took with her medicinal
we'll be right back.
Tremendous stuff there from the Flaming Lips. She don't use jelly. I think that was chosen by Pete on the basis that you can buy Vaseline in a pharmacy or a chemist. What is the difference between a pharmacy and a chemist? We call them pharmacies these days, but I still call them chemists. I don't know. Is there a difference? Is it just that the Americans call it a pharmacy, or the North Americans call it a pharmacy? And it's like talking about going to see a film or a movie. I don't know. Anyway, the theme this week is, of course, pharmacy. Thank you to Real Ale Rocks and Ben Gray for that theme suggestion. And yeah, thanks to Pete for suggesting the Flaming Lips. And ahead of that, the glorious Scaffold with Lily the Pink, as suggested by Papa Irish. And I'm not going to lie, I enjoyed that. That was great fun. I hope everybody enjoyed it. What I learned from the chat while it was playing is that Paul McCartney's brother was in the Scaffold. So there you go. I think it's fair to say that that song, on its own, is far more important than everything the Beatles did. So there you go. This is the playlist. I'm Darren, and I'll be back after the next couple of tracks for some more extremely hot takes. This, as suggested by Julian Lawson, is Ted Leo and the Pharmacists with Heart Problems.
You got a problem with your heart. Follow the line down your left arm. If there's no money in the palm of your left hand, you could be put apart. You think it's more than just a cold. Don't make a problem for yourself. Don't you go pulling out just yet, my friend. Everybody's getting old. Oh, when you feel the pressure coming down, well, I'm about to do the same myself. Can't write a song that's gonna hurt your head. I got a problem with my sight. I'd like to say we'll see you back. When you can't afford a broken nose, how can you afford to fight? Oh, tell it for a beat them. I'm not with them forever, but oh, don't you wanna live them down? Oh, tell it for a beat them. Give up and we're going nowhere. Oh, would you like to live them down? Times. Your problems sound a lot like mine. They tell you crime it doesn't pay, but they'll make us pay to be victimized. Ow, ow, ow.
Tis no man, tis a remorseless eating machine.
Kick it. horse size.
Patagonia in South America, and I'm looking for something rather special. Yes, there he is. It's the prettiest. And a big fella too. About 18 inches from tip to tail.
Came out 26 years ago, and it's still never that far from my brain for some reason. And it's that little bit at the end, looks like I'm buying the farm, a C, that always makes me laugh. That was No Effects, the pharmacist's daughter from 2000's Pump Up the Valium. That one was suggested by me. Yeah, I pulled rank on that one. I can't remember the last time I put my own suggestion in the show, but I had to, because not one of you useless lot suggested it. Absolute shower out there. Anyway, I've reset the balance and it is all good. I have played No Effects and we are happy. I am anyway. Ahead of that was the Dandy Warhols with Horse Pill, suggested by Gulfie. That was great, and I very much enjoyed that. Thank you, Gulfie, for that suggestion. And ahead of that was Ted Leo and the Pharmacists with Heart Problems. Fortunately, Ted, you can go to somewhere to sort you out with those heart problems. Some beta blockers or something. I don't know, I'm not a doctor. What do I know? I am Dr. Darren, of course, but not a medical doctor. And this is the playlist, and I'm Dr. Darren. And our theme this week is pharmacy, so all of the songs are about... Well, let's be honest, they're about drugs. Some of them are about the pharmacy. For example, earlier on we played Prince with Cream. Other unguents are available. You get cream from a pharmacy, of course. Hands up if you're a chronic eczema sufferer and always have some level of cream around. Yes. And shampoo, of course. You can buy shampoo in the pharmacy. But yeah, other than that, mostly it's about drugs. So, you know. Including this next one, suggested by Tiger Crash. This is an absolute monster of a tune, so sit back for the next almost four minutes, and enjoy this Mescaline from The Prodigy.
Let's go.
Before you go.
Tavares with It Only Takes a Minute, somehow going back in time by some 20 years and covering Take That from like 1990, whenever it was that it came out. which year was it, like 91, 92 that came out? Anyway, it doesn't matter, because that wasn't Take That. That was Tavares, It Only Takes a Minute, as suggested by Rachel. Thank you very much, Rachel. On the basis that when there's a big queue in the pharmacy, there'll be somebody who they just want to buy something, you know, like this pack of paracetamol or something, and can I just nip through it? It'll only take a minute. There you go. Genius, inspired suggestion. Thank you very much, Rachel. That is the kind of thing that we live for here on the playlist. Ahead of that was The Prodigy with Mescaline from 2009's Invaders Must Die. A very subtly entitled album, actually. So thank you very much, Tiger Crash, for that suggestion. This one, as suggested by Miss Melanie H, is I'm not entirely... No, we must have played some Pink on the show before. We must have played Get This Party Started or something. Anyway, this is Pink with Just Like a Pill. Oh, and actually, I keep forgetting. I don't know why, but I keep forgetting to note that Rollo is currently sitting in my bed with Biziki with Medicine River. So thank you very much, Rollo, for clambering once more into my red hot bed. Anyway, this is Pink.
Making me know that in a universe so full of wonders, they have managed to invent
the playlist?
Well, someone wasn't paying attention. I'm going to have to sack the person who wasn't paying attention. That was Medicated by Du Blonde, featuring Shirley Manson. The wonderful Shirley Manson, no less. Before I forget, Rollo has been turfed from the bed and has been replaced by Revian. So thank you very much, Revian, for clambering into the bed with Sync 24 with The Tale of the Lonely Apothecary. Is an apothecary an actual pharmacist? I don't think so, but it doesn't matter. Anyway, that was Medicated by Du Blonde featuring Shirley Manson. Ahead of that was Pink with Just Like a Pill, which I've not heard in a long time and is actually really, really good pop music. So thank you very much to... Oh, I've got to scroll back up through my list to get to it. Good Lord. Miss Melanie H for that suggestion. And the Du Blonde track was suggested by Alice McAlice Pants. So thank you very much for those. This next one was suggested by this week's nemesis, Aaron, who also suggested Time Baby 3 by Medicine from the Crow soundtrack. And god damn, it took me a long time to choose this one out of those two. This is Troy Sivan with Happy Little Pill.
In the crowd second passing reminds me I'm not home. Bright lights and city sounds are ringing like a drone. Unknown, unknown. All blazed eyes, empty hearts, buying happy from shopping carts. Nothing but time to kill, sipping life from bottles. Tight skin bodyguards, Gucci down the boulevard, cocaine dollar bills and my happy little pill. Take me away, dry my eyes,
Like a rock, I float. Sweat and conversations seep into my bones. Four walls are not enough. I'll take a dip into the unknown. Unknown. All glazed eyes, empty hearts. Buying happy from shopping carts. Nothing but time to kill. Sipping life from bottles. Tight skin bodyguards, Gucci down the boulevard, cocaine dollar bills, and my happy little pill. Take me away, dry my eyes, bring color to my skies, my sweet little pill. Empty hearts, buying happy from shopping carts. Nothing but time to kill. Sipping life from bottles. Tight skin bodyguards, Gucci down the boulevard, cocaine dollar bills, and my happy little pill. Take me away, dry my eyes. Skies, my sweet little pill.
Today, in the world of freedom, the proudest boast is, ich bin ein
Gepriest.
You're frustrated when I cry. I'm finding out how sacred as time goes by. Process, purify. I am lighter, much lighter. Look at my eyes and quail with me. Lucky you still do. I ask Miss B. Let it all out, it's meant to be. Tears are medicine. I see you're frustrated, yeah, you don't cry. You're finding out how sacred as time goes by. Process, purify. You feel lighter, much lighter. Look at my eyes and quail with me. Lucky you still do. I ask Miss B. Let it all out, it's meant to be. Tears are medicine. While it flows and while it pours, I swear I hold on to. That's what we are supposed to do. So look at my eyes and quail with me. Like we used to do. I ask Miss B. Let it all out, it's meant to be. Tears are medicine. Tears are medicine.
Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also gonna need you to go ahead and
listen to the playlist.
What is the charge? Eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
That is absolutely magnificent. So thank you very much to Mr. Dodds for that suggestion. That was Jimmy Eat World with Pain. Because if you've got pain, then you would go to the pharmacy for them to take your pain away. Yes, it fits. Wonderful. It fits, it sits. Ahead of that was Everclear with Amphetamine from 1990. Actually, it was 1997. I thought it was 1995, but it doesn't matter. From 1997, So Much for the Afterglow. And that tune. So I was 17 when I first, 16, 17 when I first heard that. And that tune is one of the ones that absolutely shaped what I would unfortunately go on to become, because it is just so good. Oh my God, thank you. Thank you so much to the Plague Doc for suggesting that. Oh God, I love Everclear. And I love Everclear because of that song. So thank you very much, Plague Dog. I don't like to play favourites, but sometimes I can't help it. To be fair, all of the tunes I'm playing are genuinely... I hate being one of those presenters that's like, oh, this is the best song I've ever played. Genuinely, if a song's like kind of poor, I just won't choose it. I generally tend to only choose tunes that I think are really good, and hopefully other people, you know, agree with me. But yeah. That one was in the upper echelons, it's fair to say. Ahead of the top of the hour was Ibeyi? I don't know how you're pronouncing that. Ibeyi. No doubt somebody will pop up in the chat in a second to tell me. But that was Tears Are Our Medicine. And it is fair to say that tears are not medicine, unless they're homeopathic. In which case, they are not medicine. So thank you very much to Rollo for that suggestion. And ahead of that was Troy Sivan with Happy Little Pill, which is a really lovely tune. I really loved it. So thank you very much, Aaron, for that suggestion. This is The Playlist. I am Darren, and our theme this week is pharmacy. This next one was suggested by David Cohen. And there's another track that I really love from a really great album by the Goo Goo Dolls. This is from 1998's Dizzy Up the Girl. But it isn't Iris, which actually wasn't on Dizzy Up the Girl originally. They reissued it to include Iris because it was the one song they had that actually sold some units. Anyway, that doesn't matter. This is not Iris. This is Black Balloon.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
The playlist.
And the only prescription is
the playlist.
Sex and drugs and rock and roll is all my brain and body need. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Silly ways, we'll throw them out the window. The wisdom of your ways, I've been there and I know lots of other ways. What a jolly bad show if all you ever do is business you don't like. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Sex and drugs and rock and roll is very good indeed. Every bit of clothing ought to such a pity. I should wear the clothing of Mr. Walter Mitty. See my tailor, he's called Simon. I know it's going to fit. Here's a little bit of advice, you're quite welcome, it is free. Don't do nothing that is cut price, you know what that'll make you be. They will try their tricky device, trap you with the ordinary. Get your teeth into a small slice, the cake of liberty. And rock and roll. Sex and drugs 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 and rock and roll.
Playlist.
You can't handle
the playlist.
If I took you far,
I've just played altogether far too many tracks in a row because I am a very lazy presenter. Thank you very much. That was The Jam, The Bitterest Pill, brackets, I Ever Had to Swallow, close brackets. And that was suggested by Cara. So thank you very much, Cara, for that suggestion. I think somebody else suggested as well, but I can't think who, and I didn't make a note of it here, because I am a fool. So if you also suggested that, then thank you very much. If you didn't, then why are you even answering? Ahead of that was the mighty, mighty Ian Dury and the Blockheads. Never forget the Blockheads. With Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll from 1977, as suggested by Art McRae and Golfy. Somehow Golfy has his name thrice Golfy this week. Congratulations. And ahead of that was Jess Cornelius with Lapse in the Drugstore, suggested by Padoothfish. So thank you very much. And then did I play the Goo Goo Dolls before this? Have I just played four in a row? Good Lord, how lazy of me. Anyway, yeah, that would have been the Goo Goo Dolls, Black Balloon, suggested by David Cohen. So thank you very much, David. I kind of have to play many songs in a row because I sort of talked a bit too much in the first hour. I know, shocking. Talking too much on the playlist? One would never. So anyway, I'm going to play this this next tune. Oh, by the way, Sjord has crept into my bed now. He's ousted Revian, the swine, and crept into my bed with Ali Shaheed Muhammad and Adrian Young with Aspirin. Terribly pleasant. Anyway, yeah, so thank you, Sjord, for that. Anyway, this next tune, as suggested by... good Lord. Oh, I pressed the wrong button. As suggested by Astronomer Merritt, is Daughter with Medicine. And it's a very lovely piece. So thank you very much, Steph, for this suggestion.
Ooh.
The
Playlist
has always been celebrated for its excellence.
In my pharmacy, on a busy road, an orchestrated piece of chaos I can't hold. Oh, memories can fill my hands. You're losing, you're losing, you're losing your vitamin C.
you very much to Sierd for that suggestion. It's gone down very well in the chat. That was Can with Vitamin C. Yes, lovely. Ahead of that, Hot Wax Pharmacy, suggested by Ian Robinson. And ahead of that, Daughter with Medicine, as suggested by Steph. So thank you very much to all of you. Now, I hope you're all chilled out. Let's continue the vibe with this one, suggested by Mr. Andrew D. This is Pure Tone.
Your baseline has got me feeling fine. It's filling up my mind. I got two pale hands up against the window pane. I'm shaking with the heat of my need again. Starts in my feet, reverbs up to my brain. There's nothing I can do to revert the gain. I'm looking down to the street below. There's nothing in the way they move to show. They too know what I know. They too hunger for the beast below. Listen to the radio, I feel so out of place. There's a certain something missing that the treble can't erase. No, you can tell just by looking at my face. A word about my weakness. I'm totally addicted to bass. Wow, wow. I don't sleep till I've had my fuel. It frustrates if I'm deprived. A hunger that grates from deep inside. I feel like I'm doing time. Imprisoned by dependence and a rhythm sublime. In my mind, I must overcome a need to define. Solitary silence of a faceless crime. Standing by the stereo, feeling so alone. My back against the speaker and I'm moving on my own. Surrounded by so many and they're staring at my face. Picking up my problem, I'm totally addicted to bass. Wow, wow. Window. I look down on the street. People I see everywhere are tapping their feet. Suddenly I realize in a look that I was wrong. Everybody's grooving to their own song. Down at the scene below, there's something in the way they move to show. They too know what I know. They too hunger for the beast below. Rhythm's running over me, wash away my fears. The back of your humanity is reading my tears. There's something that connected us. It's so lonely, everyone's addicted to bass. Wow, wow.
Tis no man, tis a remorseless eating machine. Arr.
Revenue.
some drugs don't. Some drugs will do anything, some drugs won't. Some drugs make you better, some drugs make you worse. Some drugs lead to half-complete and dream-induced romantic verse. Some drugs give you pain, some drugs cure it. Some drugs give you so much pleasure, you just can't endure it. Some drugs take your money, some drugs give it back. Some drugs make you so damn beautiful, some drugs turn your teeth black. Some drugs kill your cancers, some drugs give you worse ones. Get some drugs in public houses, more drugs when the nurse comes. Some drugs make you handsome, some drugs killed your mother. People tend to have some, one way or another. Some drugs make you ugly, just look at your father. They may say they love you, but you know they'd rather some drugs.
Absolutely tremendous suggestion there from CC Ferry. That was Toasted Heretic with Some Drugs, which is what you would go to the pharmacy for, possibly. Ahead of that was Pure Tone, Addicted to Bass, suggested by Mr. Andrew D. As much as I do really love that song, I can't hear it without thinking of Chris Moyle's parody, quote unquote, Addicted to Bass, and it was about fish, and it was just crap. Anyway, more radio opinions here on the playlist after this next one from, this was suggested by Dandelion Capers, and this is Robin Hitchcock and the Egyptians, and they want to know about your drugs.
Drugs. Do you believe in human sheep? Tell me about your
As enjoyable as this one is, I feel like Floating Onion should probably apologise to you for it.
Step inside! Walk this way! You and me, babe!
Actually, on second thoughts, Floating Onion, I will allow it. That was a banger and no mistake. That was Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me, suggested on the basis that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. Ahead of that was Robin Hitchcock and the Egyptians, Tell Me About Your Drugs, suggested by Dandelion Capers, and that was good fun. I enjoyed that. Thank you very much, Dandelion Capers. Right, so on to matters of great importance. Next week's theme. Shut up, bed. Next week's theme is... yet another guest theme. It is, courtesy of Swisslet, broke, skint, strapped, brassic. So, tunes about being poor. Yes, the actual theme is broke, skint, strapped, brassic. Thank you very much, Swisslet. Get your suggestions in using the hashtag ThePlaylistSuggestion over on Mastodon or anything that talks to Mastodon that I can see the notifications on. And that's what we'll be doing next Monday. Thank you very much, Swisslet. This one, as suggested by our executive producer here on the show and me, JC, is pulp. Now, I don't think you can get either of these in a pharmacy, but I could be wrong. Sorted for ease and whiz. And that is about all we've got time for on this week's edition of The Playlist. I will now leave you with the second most suggested track this week, and one that I couldn't really not play. This, as suggested by White Wolf, Green, and Pete, is The Fall. Mr. Pharmacist. Good night, everybody.
Mr. Pharmacist. Dear pharmacist, won't you please give me some energy? Mr. Pharmacist, Mr. Pharmacist. Hey, Mr. Pharmacist, I recommend you to my friends, and I'll be happy in the end. Oh, Mr. Pharmacist, can you? Dear pharmacist, to lose your mind, you better stock me up for the winter time. Where's the pharmacist? Where's the pharmacist?
Celebrated for its excellence.